This is The Bird Show.
So if you missed part one of Find My Fiancé, James calls us up. He and Nicole had this great relationship. They even got engaged, but she decided his future wasn't looking so great. But now, a couple years later, things are going great in James's life, and he wanted us to find Nicole and let her know, look, you can come on back now because things are going really, really well. So we did. We found her. Hey, James, you want to say hi to Nicole?
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, James. How you been?
I've been great. I've been fantastic. How have you been?
I've been really good, you know? Things are
so, what's been going on? You know?
We're just going to sit back and let this one take a life of its own. Go ahead, you guys. Just pretend we're not here.
Okay.
I'm doing all right. I'm a customer service manager.
Regional
bank down here, and I'm trying to get my stuff together, but life's good.
Nicole, you know? James was telling us that really the reason why you guys split up was because you really didn't feel like his life was heading in a successful direction. And he called us yesterday. Things have changed a little bit in his life now, right, James?
That's right.
Nicole, he has gone from paper hat to full-fledged baseball cap with mesh back.
That's right.
Well, congratulations.
I run 11 stores now.
In Atlanta?
11 stores in the Atlanta area all through. And, things are really looking up, Well, I think you could have made a mistake when you let me go?
Maybe. I don't know, James. But at the time, it wasn't what I needed, Well, let's be cool about this. We're on the radio.
I know. you were constantly talking about money and all that stuff, and now I have the money. I'm living large now.
Hey, James, tell her what you're driving.
Yeah, what'd you drive up to work in today?
Hey, boo, I'm driving a Lexus now.
You are not.
I'm driving a Lexus. Fat leather, okay? Black Lexus.
Listen, Nicole.
Black Corinthian leather inside. DVD player.
All right, well, what year is it? What year is it? What make model is it?
It's a 97.
Oh, no. See, you can't come to me talking about a Lexus when it's 5 years old, James.
But it's not the Nova I was driving in Virginia.
I know, but see, I'm looking. That is the problem, okay? I love him. If whoever's listening, James, you know I love you. Probably always will. But I'm looking for a brother who has a Lexus in the new millennium. I'm not saying you haven't done all right by yourself, but I have needs.
Yeah, she is
shallow, but that's what I need.
She has definitely been down in Atlanta more than a year.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Hey, Nicole.
Look. Okay, check this out. Another year, I might get two or three more stores. I might make about 65 or 70. And from there, the sky's the limit. But I think we should at least just get together and just have a drink and talk and try to light this candle again.
James, you're a nice man. You're a nice man, and you're a decent man.
But I'm about to let you down.
Right.
You're a nice man and a decent man.
I mean, call me shallow, call me materialistic, but that is who I am. Why should I sacrifice that?
Are you being serious?
That's who I am. I'm looking for the brother that's pulling in 120.
Oh, come on.
I need a brother who can flip it. He can wear Timberlands one day and he can have on a tux the next day. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking for.
Well, give me a few more years and four or five more stores.
Well, I might have to wait. I like you. And the world, whoever's listening down here in ATL, love him, but he can't support me.
I mean, you can live forever and ever with this guy, happily ever after, and because he doesn't have a 2002 and he's not making $100,000, you're not going to see him again?
I know what I want, okay?
Well, hold on. Hey.
You changed, Nicole.
Yes?
Yeah.
Wow. James, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, thanks, you guys. I appreciate the try anyways. And Nicole,
Can we at least give James your number?
Can we get some coffee or something and just talk and catch up?
I don't know why you didn't want to do that. I mean, do what you want, but I don't even know why you'd want to get involved, but go ahead,
There's love there, but I need things.
You guys don't know what we had. man, oh man.
James,
you are walking into a hornet's nest, dude.
I can't help it. I'm just sting me and swell me up. I don't know.
This is The Burt Show.